The former persecutor is persecuted. From Arabia Paul returned again unto Damascus, and preached boldly, in the name of Jesus. Unable to withstand his arguments, the Jews took counsel to kill him. The gates of the city were guarded day and night to cut off his escape. Finally, the disciples took him by night and let him down over the wall, lowering him in a basket. RSP. After his escape he went to Jerusalem, about 3 years having passed since his conversion. His chief object was to visit Peter. Upon arriving he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. Could so bigoted a Pharisee become a sincere follower of Jesus? But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Soon the disciples had abundant evidence as to the genuineness of his experience. The future apostle to the Gentiles was now where his former associates lived, and he longed to make plain to these leaders the prophecies concerning the Messiah. Paul felt sure that these teachers in Israel were as sincere and honest as he had been. But he had miscalculated. Those at the head of the Jewish church refused to believe, but went about to slay him. Sorrow filled his heart. With shame he thought of the part he had taken in the martyrdom of Stephen, and now he sought to vindicate the truth for which Stephen had given his life. Burdened for those who refused to believe, Paul was praying in the temple when a heavenly messenger appeared and said, "Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me." To Paul it seemed an act of cowardice to flee. And so he answered, "Lord, they themselves know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed in thee. And when the blood of Stephen thy witness was shed, I also was standing by and approving, and keeping the garments of those who killed him. But it was not the purpose of God that his servant should needlessly expose his life." And the heavenly messenger replied, "Depart, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles." Verses 19-21, RSB. Learning of this vision, the brethren hastened Paul's secret escape. They brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. The departure of Paul suspended for a time the violent opposition of the Jews, and many were added to the number of believers.